Welcome to Tune In Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL.
Oink by Margie Palatini. Thomas and Joseph were pigs. They were sloppy, they were lazy, they were dirty, and they were happy. Oink, said Thomas. Oink, agreed Joseph. Their neighbors were not as happy. That place is a pigsty, clucked one hen to the other. Untidy, very untidy. Lazy is what they are, said the rabbit. Not a green to be seen in all that pig slop. And they stink, said the duck. My pond is downwind from those two. Thomas and Joseph cared not one whit of what was whispered. Oink, said Thomas. Oink, said Joseph. They were happy. They were content. But their neighbors were not happy or content. They wanted something done about those pigs, and they wanted it done now. A dab or two of fresh paint in that place would not be so bad, said the first hen to the second. A diet of fresh vegetables would do them a world of good, said the rabbit. A bath is what they need, if you ask me, concluded the duck. So the neighbors made a plan. The next day, the hens, the rabbit, and the duck walked over to Thomas and Joseph. They clucked, tsked, quacked. Pardon me, said the first hen, but you pigs look terribly sad. Oink, said Thomas. Oink, said Joseph. I myself am always happy, being neat and tidy, said the hen. Happy, so happy, said the other chicken. Perhaps if you paint your fence, you will be more cheerful. Thomas and Joseph did not think painting a fence would make them at all happier. They were cheerful now, but the hens insisted. They gave the pigs two big brushes and a bucket of white paint. Oink, said Thomas. Oink, said Joseph. Dim-witted, whispered the first hen to the second. They are very dumb pigs. I don't think they know what to do. Clueless, agreed the other. We will just have to show them. So they did. Up, down, across, up, down, across. Thomas and Joseph tried. This way, that way, sideways, sideways, that way, this way. Stop, you're making a mess, cried the first hen. They cannot paint. We can do it much better. Shoo, shoo, said the chickens to the pigs, and the hens began painting the fence themselves. Up, down, across, up, down, across. As the hens painted, the rabbit hopped over to Thomas and Joseph. I think some crisp lettuce and crunchy carrots would bring smiles to your faces. Oink, said Thomas. Oink, said Joseph. But the rabbit insisted. She handed them each a basket and told them to go over to the garden and pick some vegetables for dinner. Tramp, stamp, yank, yank, squash. The rabbit was most distraught. The pigs were ruining the radishes, destroying the cabbages. Scoot, she said to Thomas and Joseph, insufferable hogs. She grabbed the baskets and began gathering the vegetables herself. Hip, hop, hop, hip, pull, pull, pull. And as the hens painted and the rabbit gathered, the duck waddled his way over to Thomas and Joseph. What you fellas need is a good long soak in some clear, clean water. Oink, said Thomas. Oink, said Joseph. Sure, said the duck. Dig yourselves a little water hole right over there. Nothing beats a swim on a hot day. He brought out a shovel and showed them how it was done. Dig, lift, dump. Dig, lift, dump. Thomas and Joseph took a turn, but they couldn't dig, they couldn't lift, and they couldn't dump. Move it, clear out, scram, declared the duck. He grabbed the shovel and began digging the hole himself. Dig, lift, dump. Dig, lift, dump. Up, down, across, up, down, across. Hip, hop, hop, hip, pull, pull, pull. The hens and the rabbit and the duck worked all day. I'm exhausted, sighed the hen, dropping the brush. Exhausted, exhausted, said the second, dropping the bucket. Don't have a hip or a hop left in me, agreed the rabbit. I'm completely pooped, said the duck, dragging the last pail of water to the hole. Those pigs could not have done it without us. The four began to laugh, and laugh, and laugh, and laugh. And then they stopped laughing. They looked at Thomas and Joseph. Crunch, munch, splish, splash, chuckle, chuckle. You know, said the hen, I don't think they're as dumb as we thought they were. Oink, said Thomas. Oink, agreed Joseph.
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.